the New World Order.
They cheat.
Listen. I hear recordings to you in Moscow Mats.
They cheat.
That's an abomination of roses. I cooperate a lot with Brazilian people. They are nice musicians from the air of Barcelona.
Rudy's revelation.
Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. It is January 9th, 2024. Tuesday.
There's only one problem. They can never keep their appointments. They are never on time. Never.
So Trump is in a hearing today about his obvious presidential immunity. While there is even a hearing on this is beyond me. Presidents have presidential immunity against criminal prosecution. You can't prosecute a president for actions he took in office. You could get him out of office, but after you get him out of office, you can't. You can't prosecute him because he has immunity. Because otherwise, a president could be bogged down with constant criminal referrals and criminal prosecution and so forth and so on. It's all part of a more advanced effort by the Uniparty to derail the Trump campaign because what they're doing isn't working. The Democrats and Joe Biden are going off about, threats to democracy and Trump is this and Trump is that. And people just aren't buying it. It's not working. So another part of the Uniparty is backing Nikki Haley into a possible brokered convention. Like I said, Democrats don't have a chance. And they're looking for the Sununu crime family to push Haley over the finish line in New Hampshire. And the last part is Epstein dirt on Trump, which doesn't exist. It is part of a red herring to distract from actual culprits like Clinton and Prince Andrew, but also to sully Trump ahead of the election. Look for an AI deepfake of Trump as an October surprise. And then I'm going to have a quick update on the Ohio school shooter. Let's get into the headlines. But first, don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, and share the podcast. Leave a comment down below. All right, let's get into the headlines. All right, so we're going to take a look here at Politico. Trump returns in court in pivotal immunity showdown. The outcome of the immunity appeal could determine whether Trump stands trial on federal charges of election interference. Really, it's going to set precedent because Trump shouldn't be under criminal prosecution for anything except for, I think, his real estate dealings, which has supposedly happened before he took office. But presidents have immunity for anything they do while in office. That it's plain and simple. It's constitutional. Why he's even being prosecuted is beyond me. We all know it's a political persecution. The LA Times even reports, do presidents have immunity from the law, Trump case to separate official acts from crimes? They're all official acts. When you're president 24/7. You're not president from 9 to 5 and then you go home and you're not president anymore. Like you were if you were just having some position at a private company or whatever. It doesn't work that way. And nobody seems, and no lawyers, maybe except for Alan Dershowitz and Jonathan Turley, most lawyers aren't chiming in and saying, hey, wait a second here. Presidents have immunity from anything they do in private office. You could get them out of office with impeachment. And if it's treason, you could have him tried as commander in chief in a military tribunal. And really, it's the death penalty if you're found acting treasonous while you're the head of state. There's a beloved American axiom, as old as the nation, they say. No one is above the law, not even the president. That's not quite true. Every generation or so, they go on to write, gets tested in courts, and it's about to happen again. They mean, and it's not as old as the country itself, it basically means people that are rich and in the upper class, the elite, are not above the law, even if they donate to judicial campaigns, attorney general campaigns, or presidential campaigns. But it's constitutional that the president is indeed above the law. Now, ex-presidents, like if Trump left office and committed a crime, let's say murder, after he left office, of course, he would be and should be prosecuted for those crimes. But while he's in office, presidents have immunity, as I mentioned before, that criminal prosecution can't bog down the head of state by trumped up charges by the opposing political campaigns. Trump is the nation's first former chief executive to be charged with a crime. That is indeed a precedent, but we're not talking about charging him with a crime that he committed after leaving office, which no presidents have ever been charged for a number of different reasons. But he argues that an ex-president is immune from prosecution for his official actions while in the office. This is true, but it's, again, wordplay by the mainstream media. He argues that an ex-president is immune from prosecution. No, for his official actions while in the White House. It, like I said before, doesn't matter, official. You're president 24/7. So any actions while he's in the office, it's not official duties. It's not like if he's out on the golf course and he clubs somebody with his club, he's still immune from prosecution. That's just the reality. Now, can he be impeached for that? Sure. He could be impeached and probably would be convicted by the Senate and would have to leave office. But he doesn't get another criminal prosecution after he's ousted. It just doesn't work that way. It goes on to write, Trump was indicted on charges of conspiring to obstruct a certification of President Biden's victory. It's not true at all. And seeking to defraud the Americans of the rightful votes. That I don't care what the charges is. That's not what happened. What happened was there was a rally and a riot. That subsequently a riot. And a lot of the rioters broke into the Capitol and then trespassed. There was no concerted effort. There was no documented plan to obstruct official proceeding. Matter of fact, it was counterintuitive to what the crowd wanted, as I said many times before. NBC News, Trump suggests that if reelected, he would have Biden indicted. Trump has argued that the former presidents are entitled to absolute immunity for criminal prosecution for any official acts conducted during their presidency. And then they're reporting that he would indict President Biden for treason because President Biden continually, still to this day, but as vice president, which you don't have immunity while you're vice president or any other. A lot of public officials do have a certain amount of immunity. But treason doesn't fall under that. If you're a public official and you commit treason, you could be, especially as commander in chief, you could be tried by a military tribunal and found guilty. You could be subject to death. And I'm sure someone might come out and go, oh, you're threatening President Biden with death. I go, no, I'm suggesting that he could face prosecution for acts he committed while in office. Like I said, it's treason. And as president, anything else you're absolved from. You could be impeached, obviously. But you can't be criminally indicted after you're impeached as president. You're immune. For the simple reason is you can't have your head of state, you know, constantly, you know, oh, for jaywalking, or he did this, or he did that. There's a reason for his immunity. Associated Press reports, with Trump president in court, judge expresses criticisms of claims that he's immune from prosecution. Of course, it's a leftist judge. But he is. The latest dirty word in corporate America, ESG. This is supposed to be down a little bit toward the end. We'll get back to that. This is the other Wall Street Journal article. Big 2024 presidential election changes are leaving voters baffled. Allies of Biden and Trump helped revamp nominating contests to aid the two frontrunners. They're straightening out party rules for the simple reason is that the two major political parties have the right to decide their nominee outside of the primary vote. If you didn't know, that's what they did with Hillary Clinton in 2016. Bernie Sanders had more electors, and the Democratic Party just said, no, we're going with Hillary. And there were lawsuits concerning that, but there's no law. The law says, and the rules of the major parties say, it's up to the party to decide who the nominee is, not to the voters. So you might keep that in mind. Well, they did change the law, but you might keep that in mind when you're voting in a primary. Now, if you didn't hear this, Lloyd Austin, who's the diversity hire for defense secretary, had a surgery blunder, may have compromised national security. The Pentagon is refusing to say whether the defense secretary was put under anesthesia or lost consciousness. Of course he was. Then he was in intensive care after an infection set in. This is from Time magazine, mind you. Joe Biden won't accept an Austin resignation if offered. The president is not considering sacking his defense secretary. He should. As I said, he's a diversity hire. He's a bumbling idiot. And what he did to the military since Biden took office with the mandated COVID shots plus all the diversity nonsense in the armed forces is ridiculous. The armed forces is for one purpose only, and that's killing the enemy. And anything that compromises that compromises national security. And so if you're forcing out the best of the best by mandating certain experimental vaccinations, that compromised national security. If all you do is care about hiring diverse people who don't increase the readiness and capabilities of the military, then you're compromising national security, which they did over and over and over again. Like I said, they're just opening the door, portraying the United States as weak through the leadership of Joe Biden and what they did in Afghanistan, is goading the adversaries, the military adversaries and enemies of the United States to do things around the globe that compromise U.S. readiness. The Hill reports Democrats question whether Biden should agree to debate Donald Trump. Of course, he won't be able to debate Donald Trump. You saw how Trump mopped the floor with him last time they debated, and I think they're one debate. They talked about the laptop. You're the big man, I think. The big guy. He misquoted the laptop. And most people who are watching the debate, since it wasn't allowed out on mainstream media, they didn't know what the hell he was talking about. Well, now they do. So it's going to be, and with all the revelations concerning the Biden crime family and the compromising of U.S. security and all these things, and not to mention his feeble-mindedness, Trump will mop the floor with him again. I don't think we'll ever see a debate between these two for a number of different reasons. So it's a pipe dream of whether Democrats think Joe Biden should debate Donald Trump. The obvious answer is no, because you would lose. And that's the plain fact. Should the American electorate get, if the matchup continues the way it's shaping up, should the American electorate be able to see such a debate? I say yes. But Democrats, who are losers and the only way they can win is cheating.
They cheat.
Is just the way they roll. So they'll do anything. And like I said, with all of this, trying to push Haley over the finish line in New Hampshire, because if Haley loses New Hampshire and loses Iowa, as Ron DeSantis will probably lose both, There's no coming back from that. And if Haley loses at Super Tuesday in her home state, there's no way. So she will. Trust me. Sununu and his Secretary of State will make sure that mail-in ballots come in last minute. Whether I think they have 6 months of voting in New Hampshire or whatever. I don't know. But you'll see Haley will win. And it'll come down to a brokered convention because the anti-Trumpers in the Republican Party plus uniparty people are going to make sure that the next president is Nikki Haley, but that's not going to wash with the electorate. CNN Politics reports CNN poll. Haley trims Trump's lead to single digits in New Hampshire. She's still behind. And if she somehow squeaks out a win, someone's going to call foul. I'll call foul. So we're moving on to if you didn't see the new revelations, there's another list coming out. And the reason they released these in tranches was in a way to mimic what they were doing with the Twitter files and what WikiLeaks did, but to do it in their own way, which is they are planning a limited hangout, which is they're hanging out Clinton, Andrew, and Branson, who have already been proven to be engaging in child rape, teen rape. I guess it's not. Is it rape? Hard to say. If you think 16-year-olds can give consent to sex, that's up to you. It's really up to the Virgin Islands, I believe, or the Bahamas. It's a Virgin Islands. Little St. James, I think, is Virgin Islands. And the Virgin Islands indeed sued Chase Bank for facilitating Jeffrey Epstein's child sex trafficking ring. But this is a limited hangout where they're going to try to smear Trump and look for an October surprise of AI deepfake showing Trump doing something that he probably never did. And like I said, if there was some factual basis for Trump doing this, you know, of course I wouldn't support him, but that's what they're trying to do because that's the red line. I don't think such a tape exists. It's like the Billy Bush thing. They were hinting towards the Billy Bush tape in 2016. When it was revealed, all he said is pussy. I'm going to grab somebody by the pussy. People thought he was going to say the N-word. There was rumors floating around that there was audio tape of him using the N-word. That never surfaced. So having a grown heterosexual man talking with a bunch of other men in private about sexual exploits, that doesn't warrant anybody. I mean, my brother said that to me some time ago. You want to elect somebody that uses the word pussy or said he grabs pussy? Certainly after Bill Clinton, I don't think so. That should be an issue. Now going back to this other article here from the Wall Street Journal, the latest dirty word in corporate America, ESG, executives switch to alternatives like responsible business to describe corporate initiatives. This is straight from Larry Fink because of pushback. And the whole DEI, the whole Green New Deal, the whole global climate change, global warming thing is receiving negative pushback because people are sick and tired. Basically, what they've been pushing is a lie, and people haven't seen formidable evidence because even going back to Al Gore with his movie, Undeniable Truth or whatever it was called, his climate movie, he said, the polar bears are going to drown and the cities are going to be flooded and blah, and the polar ice caps are melting. It never come to pass. And most of this global warming crap never comes to pass. Is there climate change? Yes. Is it anthropomorphic? Progenic? Sure. I don't know. Maybe I don't believe in pollution, but I'm not admitting that carbon dioxide is a pollutant. Sorry. Daily Mail, Donald Trump named in latest Epstein document. Sarah Ransom said he had sex with many girls in email. This was supposed to be moved over. said he had sex with many girls in email. She also claimed pedophile had tapes of ex-president Richard Branson, Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton. This is also the same accuser that said she saw Alan Dershowitz having sex with girls. Alan Dershowitz was going to sue for defamation, and I think won. So she had to retract her statement. So she was making stuff up. Whether she saw video, and she says she has copies of video, you know, on memory sticks, you know, this is, I don't believe it. I'm sorry. As I don't believe a lot of accusers, whether she was there, maybe was she using drugs at the time, or who knows? You know, I'm not clearing Richard Branson, Prince Andrew, or Bill Clinton, but there's no other evidence that Donald Trump was engaged in pedophilic activity. All right, moving to the update in the Iowa school shooting, which I, first of all, had problems with. Iowa school shooting right before the Iowa caucuses. I said there's something fishy here. Now, apparently this young person was an amateur. It looks like they triggered an amateur leftist. Now, leftists can easily be triggered. And so who knows how he got triggered? Apparently, he left a TikTok video or Instagram video. He said, and now we wait. Who's we? So it sounds like he's referring to accomplices as online accomplices, like I'll meet at the school and we'll take down the evil anti-LGBT people. You know, because usually people complain online about being bullied. And then the online friends focus their anger on the bully and go, let's go get him. I told you many times before, I'll never use that language. Let's get him, because I don't believe in that sort of mob mentality of getting anybody. And I don't think anybody should be got, unless they committed a serious crime or a crime. And then they should be dealt with through the laws that we created in the Republic, presumably. But the Western Journal reports Iowa school shooting suspect identified social media accounts reportedly containing LGBT messages are scrubbed. And Newsweek reports Dylan Butler transgender claims flood social media. Apparently, the guy was transgender. After a shooter opened fired in an Iowa high school on Thursday, some say social media have claimed that the perpetrator, Dylan Butler, was transgender. One sixth grade student was killed in the incident, which took place around 7:30 a.m. local time before classes even began at Perry High School in Iowa. Further three students and one school administrator were injured. The shooter, 17-year-old Butler, was found dead at the scene with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Sounds like he was on antidepressants. Suicidal, homicidal ideation is back into play. Plus, if you're on drugs, you're easily influenced by maybe online friends. Right-wing blogger Ian Miles Shong posted on X, formerly Twitter, that Butler had posted on trans Reddit forums under the name Dylan Pickle 1996, which apparently matches up with his birth date. Or does it? I don't know. But some right-wing figures have taken to social media, say that Butler identified as transgender. There's no solid evidence, as well as trans people are more likely to commit acts of violence. To prove that claim, we don't know. So there's no solid evidence. And then they go over to a red herring, which is more transgender people are prone to violence. It's not that. It's people on antidepressants or pharmaceuticals have the propensity, a small percentage have the propensity to commit, because it could cause in a certain percent, in black box warnings, a certain percent can induce suicidal homicidal ideation. The image shows red graffiti that reads, "Love your trans kids." The transgender fluid terrorist who shot a... So it goes against... in an image, the perpetrator's supposed Instagram account, the pronouns are listed as he, they. Butler, the hashtag gender fluid. It's hard to say. I wouldn't doubt it, certainly. I'm more interested in whether or not he was on SSRIs or other antidepressants. That's the reality. The Advocate, which is an LGBTQ plus magazine, right-wing influencers seem happy that Iowa school shooter might be LGBTQ plus. Excuse me. Who knows? Who cares? He's a school shooter and a bad one at that, because he only killed one person. Obviously amateur, but he could have very well been triggered. Who knows? He was obviously online. And people can be influenced, as I said many times before, and triggered by online friends who said it's time to do it, or just put the thought in their heads of getting back at the world that they deem is making them upset. So that's it for me, Rudy's Revelation.
Rudy's Revelation.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a comment. All right. Share the podcast. I'm going to try to go live at some point. I don't know if my laptop is powerful enough to run OBS and all the other apps and tabs I need. So we'll see. But I will continue running tests on Rumble and see if YouTube will allow me to get on there. We'll see. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. Oh, probably tonight there won't be a Tuesdays with Perry. We'll try, but I got some business I need to attend to tonight, so it might not happen this week. So stay tuned for next week. And if not, I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
You can't handle the truth.